Hello, and welcome to the Roving Social Worker Podcast. My name is Jay, and I will be your roving social worker and storyteller today. When I woke up this morning, it occurred to me that I should just tell a story about my personal experience. I recently defined what travel social work was, more or less, but I think my story of one of my first days really illustrates some of the complexities it is to do this job. I feel like most first days start off the same. That anxiety from the unknown fills you to the brim. For me, it almost feels like I shouldn't breathe because if I do, something might crack inside. Then those thoughts of, did I dress right? Am I going to smile enough? Are they going to like me? Or are they simply think that I just look like an asshole? Standing at a somewhat impressive 5'10", with this short, manic-esque, wild white and blue-tinged hair, I'm never quite sure what to expect when it comes to a response to my appearance. I have visible tattoos and nostril piercings. My ears are a little stretch, and my preferred jewelry are these long, black glass swirls that dangle as I walk. When I worked inpatient psych, I would wear plugs because no one wants their earlobes ripped off. But this job wasn't at that level of acuity. Plus, I was only there to sign papers and get keys, not to meet with my patients quite yet. But right now I was just driving, anxiously to that first day that ended up being the next 5 months of my life. The night before, we, and when I say we, I mean my husband and I, while our toddler watched, finished packing up our home, the place we had been living at my last contract, temporarily. We loaded everything we owned into a U-Haul and drove 4 hours after nightfall, settling in a small old motel not too far from the I-40. None of us had really slept well, and the prospect of having to make a good first impression was oppressive to my sensibilities. All I really needed to do was just get a badge, keys for the house we were staying in while we lived there, and to unpack the U-Haul, maybe sleep, but probably not with a 2.5-year-old running around. The road onto sovereign land was a straight shot to where I would be working and living. There was this vast expanse of high desert, speckled with gnarled trees and patchy shrubs. I remember seeing a desert hare with those extra long ears pointing straight into the sky as it appeared to be contemplating about running across the road that I was currently driving 70 miles per hour on. The sun was rising from my right side, blindingly slow, and it was a chilly January day, starting a brand new year with a brand new contract. The vastness started to get to me. I began to feel alone. I knew my family was right behind me, waiting at the motel, waiting for me to get the keys, waiting so we could just unload our stuff again this year. But I couldn't shake the feeling that I did not belong on this land. I was a stranger, a visitor, a guest at best. After what seemed like an eternity, I finally reached my destination. The next couple of hours were a blur, from meeting with HR to getting into the house we were staying at, to unpacking again, to having my toddler lock me out of every bedroom and us with no keys. First days as a traveler are odd. First days as a traveler can be very difficult. We never really know what to expect and truly embrace whatever comes our way. A certain flexibility is needed to survive. And I've learned radical acceptance is needed to thrive. I hope you enjoyed this short story of my last contract's first day. Until next time, friends and fellow travelers, this ends our newest segment of the Roving Social Worker Podcast. Travel well, and also keep on traveling.